Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. From Baywatch babe to reality show star, Carmen Electra has made the leap from sex symbol to pop culture icon. Tonight, she's going to be my special guest later and join us to talk sex, relationships, and one of my favorite topics, lube. Enjoy the show.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend? Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Have you been to sexwithemily.com lately? There's so many fun things happening there. Do you know that we post articles every day, blog posts, videos, things that will, you know, enhance your sex life? All these questions you guys email me, I'll bet you we've answered it on there for a blog or podcast, so check it out. I'm excited. Carmen Electra is going to be joining us shortly, which is exciting, right, Anderson? But right now I have Anderson, who's just as sexy.
What up, Em?
How you doing?
As sexy as Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
That is
You're
false
super sexy.
Advertising. You can
Dude,
be sued.
Check out Anderson's picture.
You could be sued for lying to your listeners, Em. But thank you.
Yeah, I mean it. I mean it. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I'm crazy as per usual, but not as crazy as you. So that's all right. I feel
Do
like
I seem
I'm
crazy. I think I seem calm.
So far, guys, she hasn't been in her purse once, and she's been here for 10 minutes.
I'm always in the bag, aren't I?
You're all yeah. We've established that.
I'm always in the bag. I know. Yeah. I've got a lot going on in the bag. It's so funny though. How many people like someone tweeted me the other day? Will you have sex with me? I'm like, no, but thanks for how many of those questions.
Was
I
that
guess.
Mike Catherwood's friend?
No, but he's been okay. So some background.
Yeah.
On last week's Loveline. So
I've heard stories.
So Loveline last week was interesting. So Loveline is a nationally syndicated radio show. If you've heard me talk about it, Dr. Drew's been on. Anderson's been on it for 25 years.
And 32.
And you always listen to the podcast too of Loveline. But last week we had millionaire matchmaker Patty Stanger on, who was also on my show. And since it was matchmaking, Mike says, I'm going to fix you up with my friend Victor. So Victor called into the show and Mike tried to arrange a little, you know, fix up a little thing. And Victor said he was interested in dating me because I said, well, what do you think we have in common? He says, well, you like sex and I like sex, which I thought, you know, was brilliant, would be a great match. But then Mike gave my phone number and he's been texting me. I am.
Why would you give this fucker your phone number?
Mike gave him my number. He texted me and I didn't text him back. I did text him back once maybe, but.
No, Mike was telling me last night, I think it was off air though, that he was saying that he wanted to have sex with you on some kind of like a hubbub or something.
A hubbub?
Did you get that one? Or some kind of hat or something? I don't know.
Well, no, he actually has kept them very
for
clean.
You. I was
He's
offended for you.
He's kept his text clean so far. There has been no dick pics or anything.
I think if he was like my sister, and I get offended and
That's
upset
sweet.
When people are dumb.
That's
nice
that my brother doesn't even think of me as a sister. That's really sweet.
Well, I got you.
I know. So yeah, no dick pics. He was actually just telling me what he ate for dinner or something.
Mm-hmm. You know what that means?
What?
Small dick.
Oh my God. Why? Because he's nothing else. Because he's not sending me dick pics.
Because he's not showing you, yeah.
And how would you know if you get dick pics? Not that I want one. People don't send dick pics.
Have you ever gotten them?
No, I've never had it, nor have I sent any naked photos.
2,000
ever.
Episodes, Sex with Emily, and no one sent dick pics?
I don't know. Have we ever gotten on Facebook? I don't think so, no.
Weird.
No. You think dick pics? We don't get dick pics.
All the time.
We do.
Apparently, somebody... Madison's claiming that dick pics come into the old Sex with M. Here, get on the mic.
Get on the mic, Madison. Madison, producer Madison, get on the mic.
Get on the mic, yeah.
Which mic?
Green, go green.
Okay.
Thanks, Madison, for filling me in.
Yeah, no, we actually got a, we got a dick pic, a pretty serious dick pic.
What is that? What does that mean? What is a serious dick pic?
I wish that I could show all the audience, all the people listening the picture, but it was from a guy, and like this.
Well, I would think
it says,
so.
I love that they don't bother me with this.
It says,
okay.
"Dis dick for you" was the subject line of the email, and I opened it, and it is a enormous black man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And an enormous penis.
You didn't have to say enormous black man. You could have just said enormous. We all know it's black.
Yeah, I mean, enormous man with an enormous penis attached. And he is just looking into the camera like a serial killer. And I sent it to the interns and was like, hey, like, just a reminder to check feedback.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So how many of those we don't get that many?
I mean, maybe I'm going to say.
Now tomorrow we're going to get like 8 million.
Like one a week, maybe like. Sometimes we get a couple, and we get them in our Facebook messages, and we get them in feedback. So, and sometimes we get them actually in Twitter.
Okay.
No, yeah. It's nice.
I'm glad they can't sue me for sexual harassment, because it's Sex with Emily. So, like, wouldn't the courts throw it out if, like, one of the interns or you tried to sue me?
This also tells me that the listeners are beating off as they listen, a lot of them. So, that's nice.
I really hope that they're just trying to have better sex and relationships. But maybe they do beat off every once in a while. Should I talk dirty to them?
Nah.
What are you wearing?
That you're a madam and that you're going to like set them up because they always email you like, Emily, I'm looking for hot single girl please to sex with. And I'm like,
Ashley
we
Madison.
Don't do that. Yeah.
You've already got it. It's like, you've already got the model halfway built. Ashley Madison's going down.
Yeah, right. And everyone's always said to me, like, assumes it anyway. Like when I hand them my business card, they're like, oh, I'm like, listen, I'm not a prostitute.
Sex with Emily. It's kind of misleading.
It is misleading because it's actually not about sex with me. I've really cut that off. And I actually know, but I've never till this day sent a nude photo of myself to anyone, which
Smart
I'm proud
move.
Of.
Smart
but
move.
Then I feel like, you know, I was having a serious discussion about this. My friends are like, never, like, guys want that. My friend, like, looked at me. She was like, Emily, but you don't, you like, if you're dating someone, like, guys are visual. They need that. They get, and I'm like, I just don't trust guys. This is what they do. They get the naked picture. They're like, whoever they're sitting next to, they're like, check out this chick I'm dating.
You know what? Okay, I've received naked pictures from girls. I have never dreamed of showing them to other guys.
Because you're like
a
good guy.
I've shown them to.
You're a good guy.
But like guys.
No, but I'm like, I'm every guy's, all my guy friends, I'm like their guy friend. I'm like their best.
Hey, guys were having relationships and being just fine long before iPhones with the capability.
Right.
Long before Polaroids.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm holding out for as long as I can. Okay.
Just, if you're going to do it now. Don't wait till you're 65, 70.
No,
that's
that'd be bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's so funny that you see, yeah, you're right. And my mom always said to me, I was in this movie called I'm a Sex Addict.
What
did you ever
is going
see
on? Okay, yeah.
No, I was going to tell you like three different things popped in my head. But I never said a picture, but I remember doing this movie, I'm a Sex Addict, which I was not, was a feature film. Did
right.
you ever know this film?
We talked about this briefly a while ago.
Okay, well, I was in this film. It came out like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's on Netflix and stuff like that. But I would not show my breasts in the film and he really wanted me to. And then my mom at the time was like, well, this is the best you're ever going to look. She always said that to me every
wow.
year.
Mom.
Which is not true. I look good and I'm like, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Your mom
boobs.
Tried to. Did the producer get to your mom, do you think?
No, but she was like, well, what are you? I'm like, Mom, she wasn't saying that, but like they wanted me to show more of my body. And I'm like, I don't want to. But then I also did these boudoir photos once because there was a woman on my show who's like, did free, but they never show anything naked. And I've never shown
anything
naked.
You were naked, though, and the camera was
naked,
in front of you.
But I was like wearing lingerie. But I'm like, who am I going to show them to? Mm-hmm. Maybe I could do like a special, like $9.95 on my site and I'll release
a calendar.
Just kidding, I'm not doing that.
Do a calendar.
I'm going to do a calendar. Do they people still do that?
Sex with Emily calendar. It'll be like in all the mechanic shops across
How
the
How about a Sex with Emily calendar of all the dick pics we've gotten?
Oh, God, no.
Ew, no, that wouldn't do very well. Okay, another sex and news story. A firefighter's called to cut shower rings off of a guy's penis. Why didn't he just buy a cock ring? I don't know. Yeah, dude, you don't know how many things people go to the emergency room around their penis or their butthole.
Shower rings are big, though, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. This guy's was stuck. Sometimes depends. They come in all sizes. So firefighters were called to remove 4 curtain rings stuck around a man's penis. The hapless fellow was taken to the hospital after the rings got stuck around his member. But doctors at the facility in Columbia lacked the specialist cutting tools required for such a tricky job and had to call in firefighters. Rescue experts spent over an hour removing the metal rings. According to the news outlet, the procedure required a steady hand in a sensitive region. And firefighters had to be extra careful not to injure the stricken man. And he had irreparable damage to the man's penis. The unnamed man remained inpatient at the hospital and received medical and psychological care, and he's embarrassed. Embarrassment.
What? Where is? What part of the world?
Colombia.
Colombia, like South America, not like
yeah.
District
Cali,
of
Valle del Cauca.
Where cocaine is and stuff. fire department, really? That's bizarre.
I don't know. Maybe they were metal fire rings. You know what I mean? You got to get it done. So that's the deal.
I don't. I want to think, and you know what's funny too is
Use the stretchy penis
man's
rings.
Little penis, right? Yeah. He's got the rings around it, and you know that like if it was out here, at least like 2-3 giant trucks had to like drive a few miles to get to him just to go take off the tiny little rings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Oh, so much, so much. Yeah, they should have like one guy on a red motorcycle who goes out like he scouts and he gets there quick. And then he'll like call back and be like, yeah, no fire. There's a cat in a tree. Don't worry about it. I'll get it out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
We don't need
the
whole fleet to go.
Dude, he could have died, though. It sounds like it was pretty serious. It was cutting off his circulation, you know? And also, yeah, there's also, here's some other things. Since I'm preparing for my anal sex workshop today, I'm doing a lot of anal sex research. And one of my slides in my PowerPoint is about all the things that have gotten stuck in butts.
Oh, cool.
In hospitals. Yeah. It's,
are you going to do this at where? She Hustler. Or at Hustler?
Hustler,
sweet.
Tonight. So, a lot, it's very common, you know, we've all heard like people stick like vegetables and things at their butt, light bulbs.
Yeah.
So there's light bulbs in people's butt. And yeah. In San Francisco, I've heard there is a special, it is so common, you guys, and don't do this, okay? This
obviously
should be a warning.
Not.
A machine that actually removes sucks light bulbs, them? Sucks the light bulbs out.
What is the name of that machine?
I do not know. Google it. We should Google it.
What is the name
how crazy.
Of that?
So this is the takeaway from this butt story is that you should only put things in your butt with flared edges so it can't go into your butt and you don't have to have surgery.
I would think a light bulb is the worst thing other than maybe shards
ouch!
Of glass.
I can't even talk about it. Right. Because then you...
But that's going to become shards.
Yeah.
Oh.
How dangerous is that? That's why there's a special machine in San Francisco because a lot of men are doing it. Yeah. Or women. I don't want to discriminate. Who knows? Okay. So that's my news. And I'll get into a little bit of emails
machine.
Here. Dude, a special machine.
Is Madison going to look up the name of it?
Yeah, be careful, that. People. But, well, yeah, seriously.
Unless you can afford to have a machine at home. Which I bet it's a very expensive machine because it's so specialized.
Well, why are you sticking light bulb in your butt? Anyway, I just feel
it
like...
It must be a thing. It
I
must
know.
Just
well,
be like a
going to look it up right now for us.
Better than a hamster.
Better than a hamster. Yeah, people do stick hamsters in their butt.
Is that real, though? I like to think that that's not
the Richard
not
Gere
real.
Story?
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's true.
I think it is true.
I like to believe it's not. I know nurses, and nurses will like tell you point blank, like, I saw the x-ray. I was in the room.
Right.
It was him. And I just don't buy it.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Why would it be such a... So people have done that, though.
Hamsters. He likes animals.
Gerbils.
He was in that movie, Hachi.
Yeah, that's
about
why.
Dog.
You think he got the idea. He was like, oh, you know, it'd be really great. I'm really into animals right now. I'm going to stick a gerbil in my butt.
No, he wasn't doing it to, like, have sex with a gerbil. It wasn't like a love affair. It was like because the thing spasms. And that's the rumor.
This is what I'm talking about in my workshop, you guys. And if you want to read anything more about anal sex, go to my website. There's right ways and wrong ways to play with your anus. And the right ways are that there are so many amazing
they don't
nerve endings.
Pets.
What?
The
it doesn't
right
involve
ways.
Pets.
Yeah,
it involves a lot of lube, which is my favorite thing in the world. Lube is an amazing product. And things with flared edges, but also fingers, penises, that's about it.
If you got a hamster
dildos.
Out there, how many things went up before you get to the point where like, you know what, that's just not cutting it.
You keep raising the bar.
I got to do a hamster. I got to do something alive.
I really don't know. That's a great question. If you've had a hamster in your butt, please email me. Or get some help first. Yeah. So... but really, but anal sex is interesting because it's like you really, people just don't know how to do it right and you just need to warm up and use lube. But anyway, check it on my website. I can't anal out right now if I'm going to be
talking
about
that. You can't anal out right now? Tonight,
I don't
you're
like,
saving
I
it for tonight.
I don't want to blow my anal load right now.
Wow.
Dude.
I wish you didn't say that.
I'm so sorry. I wish I didn't either. Some words I have a problem with. Some words, some things. Okay, so we can get into some emails.
By the way, I heard it in my head, shards of glass. Earlier, and I wish that I hadn't said that. And it wasn't lost on me when I was talking about the light bulb in the butt and shards of glass instead of sharts of glass. Yes.
Oh, sharts.
Yes,
that
I was there.
Good. That was
but
lost
that's
on
disgusting
me
and it's filthy. But I want to let the people know who are listening at home.
That
I didn't miss it. I just didn't. I choose to say it.
That was really mature of you.
Okay, yeah.
I appreciate it because
yeah.
We don't want to take this show down to the level that people might assume that it's
right,
on. Yeah.
Right.
I was actually interviewed. Oh, you know what? There's a few things. I was in Chris Jericho. Remember, he was on the.
I love that man.
I love him too.
Good guy.
He is such a good guy. He's got a great podcast called Chris Jericho podcast. What's it called? Talk is Jericho.
Talk is Jericho.
And I was on his podcast. He launched it, promoted it this week.
Uh-huh.
And it was really popular. I have to say, it was a really good podcast. And a lot of people on Twitter were very excited about it. So you should check that out. We talked a lot about sex on. It was a very like serious, you'd think it wouldn't be, but like I really got a lot of stuff. People, the thing is, I do so many podcasts. You know, I've done thousands. I've been on guests a lot, but people were just like on Twitter, like, oh my God, that was amazing. I learned a lot. So you guys should check that one out. And I was also on Paul Mercurio's podcast, who is on Loveline, and he's a writer for the,
he's done a lot
John
of
Stewart
stuff.
Yeah. And Stephen Colbert show, the new one. What is he doing? The Tonight Show?
CBS, I think, right? Yeah. Sibis. I heard his hilarious promo. Sibis.
Sibis?
Watch me on Sibis. I was like, all right.
Is that what he said?
That's not very funny. Kept calling instead of CBS. He was like acting like he was like a really bad reader and he was reading CBS as Sibis. Anyways.
Apparently he is funny though. Maybe he's not funny on the flight. Maybe he has to practice a little bit.
Did not write that.
So we talked a lot about lube on his podcast today too, but he was like, I've never used lube, I've never used sex toys. It was just interesting. It's just interesting to talk to people like that who
was he bragging?
No,
he like, was, I don't need lube, yo. They're always
he
wet.
He had that old school thing. He was like, I feel like I would feel very clinical, and it would be very like if there was a sex toy in bed with me and my wife, I would feel like it would just be she'd like it more than I would. And
oh,
all those old
Christ,
school
one
feelings.
Of those guys, yeah.
Those men still exist, so I taught him, you know, different ways.
Did you scold him? Did you shame
him? I did. I'm going to send him a bunch of goddamn sex toys.
So he can just throw
yeah,
right
I'm
in the trash.
I'm going to send him to your wife, because believe me, she wants one if you haven't used any. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
So this just in about San Francisco.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, this just in, Madison.
Yeah, the San Francisco item out of butt removal thing. Mm-hmm. It is a hoax. That is
makes
not
sense.
Real.
Okay,
so it looks like it's propaganda from a Christian youth leader.
Oh, I love
so
that.
So I'm reporting stuff that isn't true.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we had to fact check, you know?
We
but
fact
apparently
sorry.
There are like signs all throughout San Francisco that are like, but like, you know, like light bulb removal, like 25 cents and stuff like
25
that.
25 cents?
They're
it's
actually, from what I can see, I can't find anything about an actual thing that removes items. I have found a lot of funny lists.
But
of
you know what's so funny is that my friend who is a doctor
vacuum.
He's a doctor here in San Francisco told me that existed. That's why I thought maybe it was true.
We're going to have him dig that up because I need to know.
Doctors are gullible sometimes.
Right?
Dr. Drew is one of the most gullible people I know.
That's kind
of
true.
Just because they're doctors.
I feel like they're just in school and they're studying for so long, medical school. Like, they're very literal.
I love that a Christian group came up with that. I'm imagining the boardroom discussion where they're sitting around going, how are we going to take these fairies down? Let's make up a machine that doesn't exist that sucks things out of your ass.
Let's just say that the situation is dire enough that you just shouldn't stick it up your ass if there's any take-home message.
Even more so now because there's not a machine that exists.
Exactly, you guys. And then you're going to have some sharts in your ass.
Hey, stop it.
It's true. Okay. So, what?
Sharts? go.
Okay, go. I want to get into the emails. So I want to thank you all for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We do read all your emails and we look at your dick pics, but don't send those. And when you do email us, I love when you tell me how old you are and where you're writing from. And how you listen to is great. Want to know how you listen? You know, you can always listen on iTunes and stuff like that, but the apps and stuff.
Many ways. Stitcher.
Okay, Stitcher is a great app. Uh-huh. I used to, before I knew you, I would record there. in San Francisco.
At the Stitcher
where
Studios.
All the butt machines are. Yep. Or not. Yeah, at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco. Okay, here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Emily. My name is Thomas. I'm 35 years old and have a serious issue with talking to women. This has been a problem for a long time. I'm heterosexual and I can converse with women I'm not attracted to. But when there's attraction, I get nervous, anxious, don't know what to say, and end up saying something stupid or talking myself out of saying anything at all. Everyone says, just get over it and put yourself out there. And it's as natural as breathing to them, but it's not easy for me. I've only been on one date and it was unbelievably awkward. I work in a shop with all guys, no women, commute, eat, shower, go to bed. I really don't hang around in social atmospheres, but when I do, I'm usually with my parents and my brother. My parents are very encouraging. Mom is the one who actually said to put yourself out there, and they both have said that they want grandchildren. So what now? Thanks, Thomas.
How old's Thomas?
35.
He left porn off the list because I know that that's on there.
What's on there?
Well, he said that all he does is work, drive home, eat, sleep, but I'm sure that there's a healthy
amount
of porn.
Maybe before he goes to bed, he watches porn. Yeah. Okay, Thomas, he's 35 and he spends a lot of time with his parents and at work. So I think there's a lot of things going on here. And it sounds like he's just got the case of the social anxiety, which a lot of people have, especially when they meet someone attractive. This happens to a lot of guys and women. I was talking to my friend who's a very attractive woman, and she was the same one actually who was telling me to send the naked photos to guys. But she was saying, you know, and she's like, I get a hint in guys, but the second I see an attractive guy, she's like, and if he smiles at me, I turn away. And it's just really common that people do this. They get it and they don't get over it. The problem is, and she's 35, if you never break through any anxieties, what?
Hook him up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where he lives. He didn't tell me where he
Thomas.
Lives. Why didn't I tell where he lives? Is it if you, it's like if you don't work on this anxiety, things don't go away.
No.
Like why we go to therapy issues, they will just continue to plague you, and they actually get worse and worse if you don't work on it. So I think that you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself, and it doesn't come as easy to you. But again, like dating, like I always say, and talking to people, it's a muscle that you have to exercise. And I know that you're saying that you can talk to unattractive women, but just practice saying hi. Practice these skills of talking and just like communicate. It doesn't have to be, here's the thing. There's
practice
no,
on your mom's friends.
Yeah. I guess so, but he says he can talk to women that he's not attracted to.
Yeah.
And so you just, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. Just start saying hi. That's it. You just got to smile, say hi. And a great thing to do is, I'm not going to tell you any pickup lines. I'm not going to say that you got to walk a certain way. You know, it is important to be confident, and it is important to, even if you got to fake it till you make it, and you just start, you can observe something. I mean, a great formula for talking to someone is, like, let's say you didn't say that you get coffee. I'm assuming, you know, maybe you got to pick up coffee or breakfast in the morning. You walk in, let's say you're standing there in the coffee shop and you observe something that's going on in the room. So you could say, oh yeah, you know, I didn't know they had the pumpkin spice lattes this time of year, you know. And then you ask a question, so you observe something, you ask, have you had a pumpkin spice latte, see what they say. And then you know, and then you ask a question, and then you just start a conversation about something that's happening in the moment. So that's a way to practice, you know, just talking.
Don't
really
do that line in October, though, because she'll turn and say, of course they have fucking
who the
pumpkin lattes in October, you fool.
I mean, it can be really scary, but also you have to think, you're not going to die. What is the worst thing that is going to happen to you?
This guy probably messes, Thomas probably has problems with like tests that are really important. It's a pressure thing, too. If he talks to like women, he's not interested without any problem, but then as soon as it means something to him, he cracks.
And
under pressure.
Also, he's 35, so I'm assuming it's been going on for, exactly, it's been going on a long time.
I got the same problem. We all have the same problem. We all do. We just figure out.
How did you get past it?
I never really did. I never talked to strange women. I mean, everyone that I dated, they either asked me out or they're like friends of friends, and I was hanging around for a while, and I really waited for signals to slap me across the face before I made a move, because rejection is a horrifying thing.
Horrifying, especially for men. You guys, that's what you guys have to deal with. So you could also try, you know, online dating. Hello. Who isn't online dating right now?
Yeah,
so
not Ashley Madison, though. Don't do that.
Don't do Ashley Madison. But you can get, you know, you can go online. You can, you know, go on any website, find one, Plenty of Fish. What are the popular ones now? You know, go to Match.com, Plenty of Fish. What's the other one, big one?
Grindr.
Not Grindr. We don't know that he's gay. I don't think he's gay. Tinder.
Tinder is a big one, yeah.
But what's Plenty of Fish, and what's the other one that everyone likes, the online dating one? Not, what's the other?
Match.com?
No, not Match. OkCupid.
OkCupid.
And then you can like start a conversation. You can put an online profile, ask your friends, ask your mom. She seems to be very interested in your dating life. Get some good pictures. And then when you crack, we've done a lot of shows on online dating, and we've done a lot of things about actual dating. We have a podcast called, it's a dating survival podcast that might help. We get all into how to date and how to approach people. But when you start, you know, dating online, that's another way that you don't have to actually have that anxiety of talking to someone. And also tell everyone that you know, just like when you're looking for a job, tell all your friends you're looking for someone. You like to meet someone. Do they know anyone? Fix you up.
And it sounds like he's also just thinking about it too much. He's overthinking it, and it's like becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. If he actually like threw himself into a passion or something and then met people through that, whether it's like gardening or, you know, writing or whatever, and then if you're working yourself, then other and stop looking out, kind of look inward, other people, they start to come. They'll come to you.
Do something that you love. So I'm worried that you're just, all you're doing is working and hanging out with your mom. So Tom's taking
not
a class.
Hot. What? Not hot.
No, but like, yeah, exactly. Like take class, like on the weekends. Like, do you work on the weekends? You probably don't. What do you like doing? Do you like hiking? Do you like wine? There's wine, whatever. Take classes, do something you're interested in, gym, whatever. Yeah. You'll be fine. And check out our shows and check out our website because we have a lot of information on this, Thomas. So good luck to you. Let me know how it goes. And again, you will get past this.
And you're not in the minority. You're in the majority.
You're in the majority. So there's nothing wrong with you. Don't freak out. Just do it. Just start practicing right now.
Life's too short. Have an affair.
Exactly. Or not.
I think Carmen's going to be here soon. You got another email you want to get to before
I do. Partner hates oral sex. This one's about that. Yeah. Dear Emily, the man I love doesn't like giving oral sex. He'll do it maybe once a month, stay down there for a minute or less, then go into penetration. I've discussed this with him, and he said he just doesn't like it. I've been with other men before him, and they all absolutely loved it. Is it possible for a man not to like it and be straight? That's from Amanda. Oh, my God. I'm glad that my... I think that Carmen... Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Just in time for this question.
I think that Carmen would actually help me answer this question, even though we're just meeting right now.
Would you like me to sit?
You can sit there.
And then
just Carmen, I'm going to read this. I'm going to tell you. I get a lot of emails from listeners, and we were just answering this question. I'll just read again. This woman emailed me. The man she is dating doesn't like performing oral sex on her. She says he'll do it once a month, stay down there for a minute, go into penetration. And she's talked to him about it, and he doesn't like it. She says she's been with other men, and they've loved it. And she wants to know, could he be gay? Really? I agree with you. Have you ever had this happen to you, a guy doesn't like it? No, because why would they be with you? Because they
didn't like it, but they just lied and they just dealt
that
with
could
it.
I mean, that could be true.
Guys,
but
lie.
I mean, foreplay is extremely important.
It's so important, exactly. So that's like my big. So I had this happen. I was dating a guy once, and for way too long. It was a long distance thing, so I just thought, I'll give him a chance. Like he would do it again, the same thing. First of all, don't do any foreplay for a minute and then stick it in. That's a huge mistake.
What's the minimum? 5 minutes?
For oral sex or just in general for foreplay?
Yeah. Is there a minimum?
10, 15?
Yeah, I mean, you don't... Yeah.
Not every day.
I think you could agree. Like, it doesn't need to go on forever.
No.
You know, and so... But teasing at first is ultimate.
Exactly.
Just a little tease, kind of... You know,
yeah,
make
teasing
you want
more,
it.
What, exactly. Make us the best case scenario is that we're like, please have sex with me now. Please do it now.
Use your instincts. I mean, it's kind of a feel. Like you should be able to read her a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And it'll make everything better. Just tease her for a little bit. But 1 minute is nothing. So, but here's the thing, just to answer Amanda, is that it might come surprise to you, but not all women enjoy blowjobs. Not all men love performing oral sex. And men are different in their preferences and their skills. Mm-hmm. And maybe he had a bad experience. Maybe his past partner didn't like it. Hygiene, who knows? But he might not like it because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, there's other things you can do.
Right, but she really likes it. But if he hates it and doesn't want to do it, for me, that's a deal breaker.
Want it done to me if someone didn't want to do it.
Because my thing is, if he's confused about how to do it, maybe had a bad experience, she could be like, listen, here's what I like, here's what I don't like. But if he's like, I'm out, because I had a boyfriend once, and I said to him, so I'm curious, is it that you don't, exactly, I said, is it that you don't like it? Is it that you're not sure what you're doing, or you think I don't like it? He's like, nah, it's just not my thing. And I was like, you're not my thing. And then we ended the relationship just like that.
It's good.
And then
like
he said, give me a blowjob.
Yeah. And I was like, no, your penis is going nowhere near my
mouth.
Going
for the road.
At all. So, I don't know, though. I think, Amanda, I mean, honestly, to me, this would be a deal breaker. I think that you need to get deeper into the situation. And if he says that he's had a bad situation, you can probably work around it, show him what you like. But if he refuses to do it, this is your choice. I'd be out. Carmen would be out.
What about this move, guys? Like, if you make sure that you finish her off before you even start anything, is that all right?
Yeah, totally.
And then, if you go too quick, it doesn't matter because you've already done.
Well, She Comes First. Yeah. It's a great book by Ian Kerner. There's a book called She Comes First, and the whole theory is
Ian? Is that a dude?
Yeah, Ian Kerner.
Like a whip
it's a man.
Guy. A whipped man.
No, but it's true. I mean, that's always great to make her come first and then you don't have to worry about it. But I mean, 1 minute of oral sex or 1 minute of anything. It's like, why bother? Give me a glass of water right now. They could have done that. That would have been much more effective in this moment.
I guess if there's a real connection and you really, you know, you're really feeling each other. And it's just something they're not into. There's just other things you can do.
Yeah, there are other things. You could use toys. He could use a toy on you.
Exactly.
You could use lube.
A little porn.
Right. Things turn you on. But if she loves oral sex and she's not getting it, you know, but if you're like, you know what? I love that. Yeah, I don't want to say dump him. If you love him and everything's great, but he just doesn't like it, it doesn't mean he's gay. It just means that, believe it or not, there are guys that don't like it because straight men don't like it. Just like women don't like blowjobs. So if you still like this guy, Amanda, then talk to him about it. See what's going on and see if you can live with it. And just get a lot of freaking sex toys. And there's one thing I want to say is that there is a toy by Lilo, the Aura, which stimulates the feeling of oral sex. It looks a little round thing. It has a little thing. Looks like a tongue going. And it's really cool.
I don't know about that.
I know. I should get you. Oh, I did bring you some toys, though.
You did?
I did.
Good.
I mean, you're going to die.
Oh, I'm going to have some fun.
I think. So I got to say that that you could try that, too. If you need it that badly,
You know, little pocket rocket action.
Exactly.
I mean,
what kind of sex toys do you... Okay, so thank...
What's the Aura one called?
Oh, it's called the Lilo Aura. And if you want one, go to my website, sexwithemily.com.
Does
click
it make
on
noise?
No, I was just making it, but it kind of, it's quiet.
Could a guy
it's rechargeable.
Use it and not have her know? You know what I mean?
No,
like
it's not that good. Believe me, it's not that good. But it's pretty damn good. It's a Lilo Aura. Click on the good vibes
communication
banner.
You know? They need to communicate.
Exactly. Don't assume he's not gay, but talk to him about all this stuff.
And if you're into him, you can work around it.
Shout out to our sponsors. Thank you everyone for supporting our sponsors and for listening to the show. And I love you all. We'll be right back. But have you ever been with a guy that you're like sex was at and you were out?
I mean, I think in the long term, I think sex is a huge part of relationship because, you know, someone may stray if
you're not pleasing them.
Or if you don't feel, you know, you could make your partner feel not wanted or like you're not attracted to him or her.
Exactly. You got to keep it going.
And that sort of, you know, without the communication, it all boils down to that.
It does.
You know, you need to talk, be open with what you like, and then go for it and
exactly.
have some fun.
I know. Sex is fun.
Sex
is so fun.
Role play. I mean,
do you do the role playing? Like, how do you?
Of course I do.
Okay. So can you just tell me, give me a scenario. Walk me through like the last time you played a scenario.
This would be good. The last time I heard anyone do a role play and explain it was Ice Tea and Coco. They explained to me how they role play, and that was fun.
And they and Love Life?
That was like 5 years ago, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'll never forget it.
So, yeah.
So now Carmen's turn.
Well, you can, you know, I mean, obviously, depending on your partner or whatever, but, you know, you can always play sort of master, mistress.
Right.
So,
do you
know,
dress up and stuff? Like, do you...
Sure.
Because here's my... Okay.
Not every time.
Not every time, but...
Sometimes you just want to, you know, get to it.
Right, exactly. But with
role
playing...
And then other time, it's like exciting, sort of the planning.
How do you start it, though? Like, are you like, hey, tonight I'm going to be... Or you just say, hey, master, and then they know? Like I'm just saying with guys, like
how, that's the key phrase to, like, let them know it's on?
Like, do you initiate the role playing? Because I should be better at it. I have so many little costumes and cute things. And
you
then
overthink things.
You
I can see you
just vibe.
Be
you know, I mean, I think you just... If you have sexual compatibility, you just vibe with that person and... I don't know. I truly believe that for women, a lot of it's up here. It's in the brain.
It's true.
And so if you're dating someone that's really intelligent and sexual, you know, they'll get you there, you know.
Right.
They'll talk you through it. And then ideas start to pop up and, you know.
Exactly. You can just say, you know.
Like, I mean, it's fun to be a mistress. Too.
It is fun. It is
to be take it out on
Ice Tea
all
would
your
drop,
frustrations.
He dropped Coco off in the ghetto, and then he would get out of the car and come around the corner and like pretend to abduct her.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's fun. You
keep
know what?
Sex
that's
alive.
Fun though.
Totally fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably why they're together.
I was just going to say that.
I mean, you know.
Absolutely, you got to.
I mean,
do
who wants a missionary
different.
Every
nobody?
Time. I mean, that-
no. I just fell asleep when you said that word, missionary, all the time. Really? No, it's true. You just little things like little sex toys. Mm-hmm. Now, do you you like sex toys? You said,
yeah, I do.
Have you what's your favorite?
I have to be honest. You know, I've tried quite a few, and I still we go back to the pocket rocket.
You know, it's so funny. I love the pocket rocket, too. Yeah. That was my first one. You put the little bat. It still has got a battery, and you just carry it around.
What was the one, the bunny with the bunny ears? That just doesn't, the rabbit? That didn't work.
Yeah. The rabbit didn't work for you?
It didn't work.
You know, we kind of talk about that in the office a lot, because it's like dual. It's like, I want one or the other.
I'm just confused. And like,
have you ever had the magic wand?
Yeah, magic wand is a big hit, too.
Okay. Well,
and you can kind of do that on the sly.
The magic wand?
Yeah, because it's a back massager. But right, for exactly. Women, it's a whole other thing.
Oh, you can just leave it out.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you have,
like,
I mean,
a dumb person like me would go over and have no idea that your vibrator is just sitting on the coffee table. I would have no tell. Are you in your purse? What are you doing?
I'm giving Karen her first present.
Oh, okay.
Oh. It is now unplugged. So it's rechargeable magic wand.
I know someone that's going to have some fun tonight.
Oh, yeah, right? There you go, with your lube.
This is awesome.
I know. So you just charge it, and you doesn't... See, it used to be connected
to
the wall.
Thank you so much. This
You're
is
welcome.
A great gift.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. I don't know. What woman doesn't like the magic wand, right?
I mean, yeah. It's either the magic wand or, like I said, the pocket rocket. It's
exactly.
One of the two.
So are you dating anyone right now?
I am. It's new.
Okay.
It's
very new. So the sex is still good, probably. So how did you meet him? Yeah, I'm not going to ask you.
I accidentally met him. I've been working on music lately, so I've gone back to my roots a little bit.
Wow, right? That's
dance
how you started,
music.
Right?
Yeah, I started off with music in the very beginning.
I was going to ask, tell me about the beginning. Like, how did that all start? You came to LA. You're from the Midwest. You're from Ohio, right?
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
From Michigan, Midwestern girls moving out for the dream.
And then I went to performing arts school and studied, you know, classical ballet and... You know, modern dance, and was just in that environment. So, by the time I was graduating, I was looking for a job, you know, and trying to figure out what I was going to do with, you know, the arts, and I ended up dancing in this magic show, and I saved up my money. My family doesn't have a lot of money, so I saved up a little money, and by accident I met a girl that lives here in Los Angeles, and she said, you can stay at my house. I think you'd be a great, you know, you could back up dance for Janet Jackson. You'd be great.
Wow.
You'd be amazing. And that's all that I came to LA
to do. You're like, Janet Jackson, I'll
be a backup dancer.
Wow.
So,
well, Jennifer, J-Lo, she was like a Laker girl for a minute, right?
Really?
She was kind of a dancer.
That was Paula Abdul.
No, J-Lo was too.
J-Lo was a fly girl.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because, you know, she's from the East Coast.
Right. All right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So backup dancer.
I've had erroneous information for you.
But that's funny because you're from, right. You were like, okay, backup. That sounds good. So you came out.
Oh my God.
But then,
yeah,
like, look, did you, right? And then you
backup
came.
Backup dancer. Yeah. So my first, you know, I decided to stay for a week in LA. And actually the first, the first thing I did when I, we used to sneak into clubs. We were too young.
Right.
So my friend had a fake ID, and we'd sneak into all these clubs and whatever. It was so much fun.
Oh, my God. That
Coming
was
from Ohio.
Oh, I know, right? Like, you come out, you're like, oh,
in
my,
Hollywood.
Did guys, like, just love you? I mean, have you always been like the sex symbol, the sexy? You must have gotten so much attention. 19-year-old Carmen Electra. I can't even. Right? I mean, so you came out. I know, really. I mean, you think I'm like sex.
Right,
yeah. Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, anyway, my first... It wasn't really a job because we didn't get paid for it, but I danced on Soul Train.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where did they shoot that?
Oh, I don't even remember. I
was
mean,
it out
my
here,
friend.
Though?
Yeah, in Los.
Okay,
yeah, in LA.
That's huge, though.
So I did the Scrabble board, and they put me on the risers, and
oh,
you know,
my
went
God.
Down the Soul Train line. So I thought I had made it.
Right.
Like and that
19,
was it. I'm so happy. I've made it. You know, you don't get paid to do it, but I thought I'd made it. Anyway. I was really excited about that, but...
I'm excited about that. Okay.
I ended up getting a demo deal. I met this girl, and she just, you know, she had a band that Prince was producing, and I actually auditioned for Prince to be a backup dancer.
Backup
dancer.
Backup
dancer in a
band. Still
in that Prince,
yeah.
Like, okay, amazing.
Yeah.
You're like Soul Train.
It was really weird, though, because we were just at a club, and she approached me, and... It felt kind of, you know, like this is surreal.
Yeah.
You know, basically, you know, his brother's going to come pick us up, and then we'll go to his house and audition.
Wait, Prince has a brother?
Yeah, he does.
I didn't know that.
Dwayne. Yeah.
Right. Okay, we're learning a lot here.
He was his bodyguard for a while. But yeah, so I went and, I, like, there was a part of me that's like, no, don't go. What, I'm like, we're in LA. Ooh, scary stuff happens in LA.
Right, exactly.
I'm from Cincinnati, you know.
How did you even know it was Prince? How did you know that, like, that, well, you weren't going to show up just some random
person's
house?
That's the thing. Like, yeah. That was, you know, we didn't.
Yeah. This
you
is
know?
What not to
I'm
do,
just
guys.
Trusting. You know, I was just trusting this yeah. you know, this...
This
woman
that, at least it was a woman. Would you have gotten in the car if it was a guy that approached you?
Oh, no.
No, okay, good.
No way.
Smart, okay.
And then, so a blue BMW pulls up at the
it's
club.
It's a good sign, BMW. It wasn't like a
and
beater.
It was blue.
Okay.
So it was, you know, it was like, it was colorful.
It wasn't like a rape van.
Yeah,
okay,
it wasn't.
It was a black BMW out. Blue, fine. Hop in.
Well, it just, you know, that felt very Prince-ish okay. to have.
All right.
You know.
I see
okay, wait, so
we're
in a BMW.
No
I'm so excited.
Now, if it was purple, yeah, yeah. hands down, right, I'm going to audition. I'm right. auditioning.
Right. Oh, my God, I love this. So you get in the blue BMW.
Yeah.
And then what?
And we go to his house.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep in mind, I was 18 years old.
Oh, my God, little Carmen. Okay.
Really nervous.
I'm nervous. Yeah.
I remember meeting him for the first time, and he was cool. You know, he was just... kind of down to earth, and he said, so you want to be in this band? And I said, yes, I want to be in the band. So he said, do you sing? And I said, yeah. And he got on the piano and he played Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music, and I was in that musical, so I knew it probably
heart.
Better than him.
Oh my God, that's okay. I love it. I love that song too. I know it by heart.
Yeah,
but I can't sing.
So like I could do the other parts to it, and you know, it was kind of a silly thing. I think he was just kind
right.
of playing around,
that's
being
fine. Warm up, right?
Yeah, whatever. So I did that, and you know, he was like, okay. And then
were you nervous? You must have your butterfly.
I was dying. Right. I mean, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do with myself. I mean,
and then what happened?
Honestly, and then I was at his house, and you know, 18 years old,
right.
and just not knowing.
And Prince is like a huge, he's the biggest singer at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So then he said, I heard you're a really good dancer. And I said, well, I love to dance, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, I'm dancing to, I think Graffiti Bridge was coming out at that time. So he played some of the songs and I just freestyle danced and... didn't hear anything, actually. Oh, I didn't get
so
a response.
LA, too.
So at the time, at the moment, you weren't hearing anything, or afterwards?
Like, you left, and he's like, see ya, bye.
I got no response, and so this woman with her band kept saying, you were amazing, I really want you in my band. I don't know why he won't give me an answer. And
Prince
and
being so, coy.
So
hard to get.
Said,
yeah.
Okay, so she said, I know some people at Capitol Records. I'll take you in there and you can audition for them. I went in, ended up getting a demo deal with Capitol.
Wow.
And so I was able to go home, visit my family. And they
it was worth it.
Yay. So they flew me back. I stayed at the Holiday Inn.
Right.
In Glendale.
Right. Right. Okay.
Here, you know. And then through my friend, Prince got a hold of me and said, I just wanted you to know, I think you should do your own thing. I don't think you should be a backup for anybody.
Wow. So he squashed your backup dreams, but then now look at
but
your...
Okay. But I said, you know, so he said, come to the studio. I wrote you a song.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I went into the studio and I was really nervous, listened to the song, but really, you know, God, Prince wrote me a song. That's crazy. That's insane. How does that happen?
I don't even
know.
He's never written me a song.
But, you know, basically I'm under contract for a demo deal at Capitol. He got me out of it. I moved to Minneapolis for a couple years and...
You did?
Recorded, yeah, recorded
did you guys date?
Self-titled album.
Now I'm like flashback. Did you guys date?
It was very flirtatious, you know. It was very, very flirtatious.
Okay, but you maybe hooked up. Okay, that means yes.
With the Prince.
With Prince.
What's this? Did he introduce himself?
I would die. I used to have sex to Prince, like in high school. Like,
what?
That's what I'd say. My first, not with him, but to him, to like, you know, all his songs. Yeah.
A little Red Corvette.
We used to watch... I was really little. We weren't allowed to watch Purple Rain. And so...
With Abalone.
We would sneak and watch it. Right. And we just thought it was the hottest movie.
Oh my God, I wouldn't move to Minneapolis.
As Prince or the artist formerly known as?
No,
he
wasn't
the
artist formerly known as yet.
Right. And he only did that because like he lost access to his name, right? Like it was tied up with a trademark or something, and he couldn't get it back from the record company, right?
Yeah, and they owned the music.
What was it like having sex with him? Can you just tell me you're kissing him? I just, come on, it's been so long now. He's like,
I don't know.
No, that's right. That's actually smart. Neither do I. I changed names, though. I changed names of people.
But it was amazing. I mean, I toured. I opened up for him. I had my own band.
That's so
on the
awesome.
Diamonds and Pearls tour in Europe. I learned a lot. I learned a lot from him.
Okay,
and I'm really grateful.
It's a great story that she was shooting to be a backup dancer, and then
in one week it just like, things just clicked. So I knew I was kind of on the right path at that point.
Okay, God, I mean you were. So now you've done all this stuff, and then you've become like this.
I decided after living in Minneapolis for a couple of years that I wanted to move
to
LA.
Get back to LA. It's more fun.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
From the Midwest, you're like, really? I'm back in the Midwest, but you're with Prince, so it's hard.
And
like,
I just had this
Midwest, Prince, LA.
Yeah. And it was kind of, you know, I would be bored sometimes, you know, there wasn't a lot to do. I didn't have a lot of friends there. So I moved to LA, and then I kind of decided, it was weird because I remember him saying to me, you know, you can stay in LA, but you'll be on your own. Or you can come back to Minneapolis.
Wow,
and
loved
I was
you.
Just sitting
he
here,
loved
like,
you.
I'm like, what do I do? And I didn't want to go back, you know.
Right, I totally understand.
And so I decided to stay, but I didn't have a bank account.
That's ballsy.
I had
that's very ballsy.
Wow,
to
you
leave
left.
Prince.
I had 5,000 cash.
You must really hate the snow.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah.
The snow is bad.
The mosquitoes are insane.
Okay, but you got the big spoon with the cherry, right? Isn't that out there in Minnesota? That's like the thing that's known for.
She was with Prince.
Okay,
I was at Paisley Park.
I mean, that's freaking amazing. Okay, but now, you're always, I mean, people see you as like this, you are like the ultimate sex symbol. Like Carmen Electra, like you
Thank
are.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are. Oh. So how do you feel about that? Like, how do you feel about that title?
I love hearing that.
Right?
I mean, like,
what?
I mean, you know,
have you always felt sexy?
Like, well, did that I mean, comically, did I've you always wanted to be, you know, right. I've always wanted to be. Obviously, I've had moments where I feel sexy and moments where I don't feel sexy at all. But
what makes you feel the sexiest?
Performing on stage in lingerie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of, okay. So like just
sort
being
of doing the
dancing
the burlesque thing or, you know, dancing.
Yeah. Okay. How about like
in front of an audience?
Right. What make it, do you new days wake up? You're like, I don't feel sexy at all.
Oh, all the time.
And so, what do you do with that? With your, I mean, you have insecurities too, just like normal women.
Absolutely.
Right. And then what?
I just try to take my mind off of it and do something, you know.
Right. Because not every day can you feel sexy.
You keep focusing on your flaws, and you know, beating yourself up. You know, it doesn't really get you anywhere. So
right. Okay.
You know.
So now you're dating someone, and I want to get some sex tips from you, okay? You just made a lube. So I want to know, like, what is, like, if you could describe, like, the best sex you ever had, what would it be? Like, if there was, like, a moment or something happened. Or just, yeah, your best case scenario sex. Mm. What would happen? Or it could be fantasy.
I've fantasized quite a bit about S&M.
Right? 50, have you ever...
But see, I
should have bought you some whips,
but that
chains.
Could, I have them. I have
oh, you
plenty.
Have them. Okay,
yeah,
good.
I have a cane. I have... I have many, many different styles
about
of whips.
Being submissive or being dominant?
I like both.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a switch.
So have you done
so
that?
So have
you
done?
So you've done it with men? Have you, like, gotten into the whole BDSM? Mm-hmm.
Sure. A little bit. I'm not, you know, full-blown, like...
Dominatrix?
Hardcore... I mean, if I'm on the other side of things, then I am, you know, I can be hardcore.
Right. Wow.
But I don't know. I don't want to like end up bleeding and you
no,
know what I mean.
But like maybe like handcuffs, bondage, a little
pain, a little bit, you know, just enough.
Right. Just enough. Cause it
just enough. Feels, of right. Feeling like you're being controlled.
Right. It's hot.
It's hot.
So what would be like your beginner?
But I do like to be dominant as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, have you ever been with a guy who's like, no, I do not want you to be dominant? Are you like, you ever try it? Or you can kind of tell if they want it?
You just vibe out. I mean, what you were saying earlier, yeah. You just kind of vibe out with your partner.
It, right?
And you can kind of sense where they want to go.
What kind of guy do you in bed that is like a pet peeve of yours? Like sexually, you're like, oh, it's such a turnoff.
A non-talker.
Like dirty talk?
Yeah, I love dirty talk.
Me too.
I mean... Come on.
Filthy talk.
Filthy.
Yeah.
Filthy, the filthiest.
Yeah, we want to make it. I keep my mouth shut.
I know. You do on the show, too, which is sometimes about your sex life. He's married. He's like, I ask him, like, I'm married. So during I agree.
To me, that's a huge part of foreplay, even without being touched.
Because, again, our brain, largest sex organ, talk to me dirty, and I'm like there. Then you don't kissing, have to go down. Actually, you do still, but.
And, you know, to me, kissing is a huge turn on as well. Right. I mean, it sounds simple after talking about S&M.
No, but it's true. I think
but
about
kissing.
Well, kissing is the most intimate thing you can do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, how about looking in your eyes during sex?
What?
Do you like looking in someone's eyes when you're having sex with them?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes
unless
you
they're like spanking you or something. Unless like turned around in your
unless
ass.
I'm in control, then I might say, look me in my eyes.
Right. Okay, exactly. You make them do it right.
Sounds scary.
Sounds terrifying.
No,
okay, so what's like your biggest turn on then? Like, what could a guy do? I guess dirty talk. Is there anything like? What's your favorite sense of foreplay? Like, do you like oral sex? So, performing oral sex on you, is that like a
sure?
Because some women don't. They're like really sensitive down there. They just don't like it.
Multi-orgasmic women don't like that. Yeah,
that's what Drew always says.
It's true though, right?
That, what I don't.
I've noticed it.
I learned that from him. You did?
Yeah.
How do you know they weren't just like? Oh, because you've actually had sex with them and they had multiple orgasms.
Yeah.
Do you and know this? Like, that women who can have multiple, but I can have multiple orgasms, and I love oral sex.
Well, of course you can. You're sex with Emily. You can do it all. You're like the superwoman of sex.
I have multiple orgasms as well.
Right? During during intercourse?
So sure, yeah.
Yeah. So many women.
But you're not like 50 in 30 minutes.
I can.
That's like
if you give me the magic wand, 50, I can have like 25.
Magic wand. Oh,
you beat
my record.
Yeah. Well, dude, you got to
get home
tonight. I
counted 20.
Yeah, really? Well, I haven't really had 50.
How did you do it and count? That seems distracting.
Well, I want to know.
Right,
I want to see how far I could go with it.
The
you
magic wand says, I'm like, shit, I'm late. I got to go. Oh,
and
shit,
then it's like, it's really uncomfortable for a minute, and then it just gets more intense.
You
got
to push past it.
You got to push past it.
You got to keep going. So you like, right, exactly.
God, I'm just telling you everything.
I know.
See?
I love to.
See how you get to me? You just
open up.
Me.
It's good. So this new guy you're dating.
Sure. Yeah.
I just want to know, so how long did you wait to like have sex with him? It's okay if you didn't.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, I don't, you know.
You don't have any rules around that?
I've never slept around. I've never, even during this time of dating, you know, I've always been in long-term relationships. So at least 5 years. And, you know, this is throughout my 20s. You know, long relationship. I would go right into another one without a break, which wasn't good.
Right.
So a lot of that going on, and then this past couple years, actually, I wanted to date. You know, and
how did you meet guys? So how do you?
But
I've kissed,
but I won't. I don't have sex right away. I want them to wait, and I want to know because I don't want to. I don't want to feel gross or sit there
exactly.
and go, "Oh my God, what
why
did
I
do? Why did I do that?"
And then also being who you are, don't you think that a lot of men? I mean, I have it on a much smaller scale, but I think people would be like, "Oh, sex with Emily. I'm going to walk in. It'll be like a sex swing, and it'll be crazy." You know what I mean? So you probably also think that guys are like making assumptions. I'm sure you are amazing in bed, but
probably.
You also don't want to get. You got to like. You don't want to just give it
Plus,
up. And
guys would just want to be able to say to their friends,
yes.
I had sex with Carmen Electra. So you got to be worried about that, too.
And then when you're dating, like it's interesting because, you know, since I didn't do it in my 20s, I thought this is what I need to do. I need to go on some dates and, you know, meet a lot of people. Doesn't mean you're having sex. Doesn't mean you're even kissing.
Exactly.
You know.
How'd you meet this guy? Did you get fixed up with him? Did you meet him on the
street? No, I met him accidentally. I was... going in to record a song, and he has a studio next door to my label, and they were having problems with the
technical
problems. So they walked me over.
You're a technical person. You're gonna fix it.
No, the guy was.
Oh, okay.
You wish you were there. No.
Yeah, the recording studio at my label, they were having technical issues.
We need you to fix this thing over here.
Hell no.
She's super
tech
savvy.
I am so not technical. Are you kidding?
She can work the magic wand, though. Okay.
I can turn that on.
Yeah. Wait till the new one. You got to see his different levels. It's a whole different thing. Okay. But anyway, so you met this guy, and then.
Well, yeah, I went in to record, and then everyone left, and I was alone, and I felt really shy all of a sudden. And we would just. We vibed off of each other.
Wow, you felt it right away.
Didn't get the song done that night at all, but didn't do anything else. I mean, we just basically talked.
Okay.
We talked a lot. And he, you know, asked me for my number and, you know.
Did you start texting and stuff at first? Don't you feel like now?
Yeah,
like
we were texting a lot, but I do believe that at some point you have to get on the phone.
Yeah, old school. Exactly. Yeah. We're old school. Yeah. I don't want, stop texting me. Make a plan with me or call me.
Yeah, I had a date with someone that I was really attracted to at one point, and he would only text.
I hate that.
And he just said, I don't talk.
That's
on
the phone. Not the sign of a real man.
He said, yeah. I don't talk on the phone. And I'm like, well, how am I going to get to know you?
Right.
If I can't hear your tone.
I'm a wicked good texter.
Was he like younger? I'm just wondering if it's like a younger generation
thing. No, actually, he wasn't.
I hate him. Did he have money? To me.
Yeah.
Maybe he had an assistant who texted for him and made him really suave. You know what I mean?
Who knows? I mean, the thing about, I can't go out, because then you realize I just spent an hour and a half. This happened when this guy was dating. One night we were like texting for an hour and a half, and then he was like, come over. I'm like, dude, no. I would have come over an hour and a half ago when we started texting, but now
we wasted all this time.
Exactly. We are all wasting our lives texting. Like, life is just like, we're going to be like, oh,
don't get me
I
wrong.
Texted and
don't
I
get
died.
Me wrong. I love a good text. I like to text. You can get your point across, you can get it.
Yeah, like,
you know,
I'll be there in 10 minutes. Sorry,
but if you're dating and you're getting to know someone, at some point, you know, I want to get to know you. I want to hear your tone.
Right.
I mean, you can misinterpret texts.
Exactly.
You know?
I totally.
So, I don't know.
I know. I got it. So this guy's good. So you're dating. It's fairly new. Sex is fun now. It's good. You like him. You're not going to talk to him about it. Okay. So if you had to give
she does
everyone.
That. She tried.
We've been dating for 3 months. Yeah. So
oh, okay.
it's new.
So good
but,
in 3 months.
But so far, so good. I'm happy.
Do you feel like that you, like, for example, the dirty talk? Because I'm seriously, like, I'm going to admit this, but I love the dirty talk, and I'm not even great at initiating if they don't. So I've been seeing someone, and I'm like, we never talk dirty, and I'm thinking, I guess I got to start talking dirty to them.
That's
like,
a lot of pressure for a guy, guys. It really is.
It's an instant switch for me.
You just can't help it. You're like,
I'm turned on. I mean, you know.
I know, if a guy does it,
but turns me on instantly.
He says the wrong thing, though. You know what I mean? I'm always worried I'm going to put my foot in my mouth and say something just horrible about her mom or something. You know what I mean?
Like the Seinfeld episode when he's like, do you want me to lay out your mother's panties? Do you remember that Seinfeld episode?
No, was that Jerry that said that? Or George?
It was Jerry. And she was like, what?
I'm afraid I'm going to say something that just completely cut the mood off, so I don't even say anything.
So you have a really dirty mind, then.
It's pretty fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But he got married. Like, someone married him, so.
That's true.
But maybe she likes your dirty, sick mind.
Uh-huh. We'll never know, because I'm not going to talk dirty to her.
Exactly. Okay. I think that we got to wrap this up. That's all we have time for. I'm so glad.
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, there's more. I mean, do you want to give me, like, your top sex tip? Your top lube / sex tip?
Top sex tip. Top sex tip.
I've got the lube tips.
It's you know, I mean, it's all about, you know, sort of liking the same things, I guess. And... you know, like I said, I like to role play. I like to have fun. Sometimes I just like to wake up in the morning and like half asleep and have sex. Like,
how about blowjobs?
I love
blowjobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like giving up, right? Don't you think you always have to, like, in a relationship, like, you hear these stories like, oh, I got married. I stopped giving blowjobs. Like, why would you do that? Why would you stop?
Yeah.
The guy who's like, I'm not
gonna
do it anymore.
It's a weird marriage thing. You know, all of a sudden.
That's when you gotta do it more.
Yeah. You gotta do more. You gotta pick up the pace.
Because when you stop having sex, you are roommates, people. When you stop giving blowjobs, you're cliche. I don't want to hear that happens. Okay.
But I mean, I can understand. Everyone likes what they like, and that's
yeah.
what it's all about. But
yeah, I mean, if your guy doesn't like blowjobs, you're fine. But most guys
it's a matter of you know, being such sexually attracted to each other and liking the same things.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Right. Carmen, you're so beautiful and pretty and sexy, and thank you for being here. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and they can find you, Carmen Electra, Twitter, Instagram.
All that stuff, yeah.
Okay, Carmen, thanks for being here. And thank you everyone for listening. And thank you, Madison, for a great show. Thank you, Anderson. Love you dearly. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.